Okay, so Corinne said a little bit about me. I think I'm gonna do this right. Hannah said I just point the remote at her, and then the slide. I think she's joking with me. I just point at her, and then she moves it. So this is my family. I wanted to show you my four children. It's my husband, Tyrone, and then my daughter Aria is 13. My daughter Ireland is 10, and my daughter Taya is 7, and my daughter Kala, she's my favorite. She's a Australian Labradoodle. She's 3. Just kidding about her being my favorite, but she doesn't need much. So I've come to a point in my life where all three of them are in school. And I decided that having over a decade where I was raising them and having over a decade of obligations and have-tos and having to be practical, that when they went to school, I was going to take some time for myself and I was going to value non-obligations and be impractical. And so I decided to start learning Italian, which I have nobody to speak Italian to, but I have always loved the language. So I decided I'm going to do something impractical. I'm going to learn Italian just because I want to do it. Finally do something I want to do after it's been a while. And then I signed up my kids for music lessons, and I'm like, why do I have to sit outside and wait? I'm going to take a lesson. I'm taking piano right now. So, yeah, I've always I didn't focus as a kid on piano, but I thought, now I really want to do it. So I'm taking piano, and it's not that I have a ton of time to do these things, but it does bring me, it just gives me a little life, and it's a bit of self-care for myself in this time. So, it feels like long ago, but it really isn't that long ago that I sat here like all of you, longing for support and community in this demanding yet so important role I found myself in, a role that I discovered I was very ill-equipped and unprepared for. And I'm just beyond the toddler stage of motherhood, but you never feel prepared for any new stage of motherhood you find yourself in, because you don't ever quit the job of motherhood, although there are times I wish that I could. You ever have those moments where you're just like, what would happen if I just quit? Just today, just decide to quit. You just enter a new uncharted territory of motherhood that you have to figure out. And my oldest, as I said, she just entered the teenager years, and I now am back to feeling very ill-equipped and unprepared. So I'm not here with you today to claim that I know anything more or that I've learned it all or that I remember it all as a young mom, because you just go from one stage to another trying to survive, I think. So before I could come here and share with you, I honestly had to stop and think about my younger years of raising children and remember some of that stage, because I'd really forgotten so much, even though it was such an intense season. So today I want to talk with you guys about the art of kintsugi. You may have heard of it. The art's imagery for me has served to inspire and encourage me as I walk out motherhood and lean on God, who is the ultimate artist of our life. And the image encouraged me as a new mom, and it still encourages me now. And so I'm very visual, so I wanted to put up the text for you. And you can read along with me about this art of kintsugi, and then I will show you some pictures. So it says, there is a Japanese art form called kintsugi, which means golden joinery. Wikipedia says kintsugi is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with lacquer, like a glue, dusted or mixed with powdered gold, silver, or platinum. As a philosophy, kintsugi treats breakage and repair as part of the history of an object rather than something to disguise. Kintsugi can be seen to have similarities to the Japanese philosophy of wabi-sabi. I don't know if you guys have heard of wabi-sabi. There's a couple of restaurants out there that are named wabi-sabi. But wabi-sabi means, where am I? I'm lost. Wabi-sabi means an embracing of the flawed or imperfect. Japanese aesthetics, they values marks of wear by the use of an object. This can be seen as a rationale for keeping an object around even after it has broken, and as a justification of kintsugi itself, highlighting the cracks and repairs as simply an event in the life of an object rather than allowing its service to end at the time of its damage or breakage. You guys can see, right? Not in your way. So here's an example. What you see here is a plain black bowl that has been broken, and the pieces have been put back together by the art form of kintsugi, with the glue and the gold highlighting the cracks. And I will go on to read a little bit more. Not only is there no attempt to hide the damage, but the repair is literally illuminated. Kintsugi can relate to the Japanese philosophy of Mushin, which is often literally translated as no mind, which encompasses the concepts of non-attachment, acceptance of change, and fate as aspects of human life. And here's another. I love that. The changes and ups and downs of existence over time to which all humans are susceptible could not be clearer than in the breaks, the knocks, and the shattering to which ceramic ware, too, is subject. I love that. This next slide has some text in it that I like and wanted to read to you as well. Kintsugi is a Japanese art of repairing broken pottery that regards breakage and repair as part of the history of the object rather than something to be disguised. The history and the gold used in the process actually increases the value of the object, which has been given a whole new life. This is the best part of life, adding strength and beauty to the brokenness all around us and watching people come to life. So the way to truly appreciate the art of kintsugi is to see that in the breaks itself lies the beauty. When I've thought about this art, I have thought about how I am like a piece of pottery. Life's breaks, knocks, and shattering make me a piece of broken pottery. And I have dealt with life's breaks, knocks, and shattering. Life has weathered and beat at me, and I am not the same piece of pottery I was in the beginning. But I am thankful that even if I have been broken and experienced the cracks of my life, that the God I turn to can bring these broken pieces of me back together and fill my cracks with gold. When we turn to the ultimate artist of our lives, he can take our broken pieces and make us a more beautiful and more valuable piece of pottery than we ever were before. In 2 Corinthians 4, 6 to 7, I'll put this up, it says, "For God who said, 'Let brilliant light shine out of darkness,' is the one who has cascaded his light into us, the brilliant dawning light of the glorious knowledge of God as we gaze into the face of Jesus Christ. We are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure within us so that this immeasurable power will be seen as God's, not ours." So we are like these common clay jars, but our brokenness and cracks can be illuminated by the power and light of Jesus when we let him hold our story and our pieces together. So can I get a show of hands if any of you have felt this way? When you had your first child, did you feel like that first child was breaking you? Breaking you, yes. Yes, I'm going to go down a list of things. Breaking you down of your previous identity, your selfish desires, your precious time, your independence, your standards, your perfection, your well-made plans, your values, your expectations, your appearance. Did this first child kind of break you down of all you thought you knew before? My first child certainly did that. I came into motherhood with quite the shock and blow. Even if I thought I was ready, I was not ready for motherhood. Even all the mothers I knew that had gone before me could not prepare me. I mean, who wants to tell you at your first baby shower that, listen, your first child is going to break you of everything you once were, right? No one's going to tell you that. You just have to figure it out, right? Not only did my first child break me of myself, but I remember feeling that in order to become a mother, my body was physically breaking too. I was becoming a different piece of pottery than I was before, just with my body. And so I'm going to share a time I remember I had just had my second child with a painful third degree tear. And my milk was just coming in, so my boobs like were like heavy boulders, and they felt like they were trying to tear out of my flesh. Do you guys remember those, that time? Or maybe you're going through it now. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. But it did feel like it was trying to burst out of my body, and I didn't have any more skin to, you know, surround it. And my body was just beat up and not happy with me. And of course, my first child that had broken me was calling me to do story time with her upstairs. And I was trying to walk up the stairs to do the story time with her. And I felt so uncomfortable in my changed and hormone morphing body that the mere act of walking up the stairs was like a suffering like no other for me. And so I remember that I just fell apart on the stairs, and it wasn't like a quaint female feminine cry. It was more like a moaning, ugly cry in front of my husband and my daughter. And I just was like, I can't do it. I can't do this. This is just too much. I can't handle it. It's too much. Everything's too much. I can't go up and read a book. I can't do it, over and over. My body, just everything in me was so unhappy and in pain. So like this moment and many I have had after, when I've noticed my body looks different, more worn down, stretched out to be the home and feeding trough for children, I can really fail to see the wonder of what my body has truly accomplished to create life. But still, there is beauty and there is wonder. There is something of more value going on. God made my body and your body to do amazing things, impossible and incredible things. Who knew that we could partner with God to create life? And you may have come to motherhood in a total different way, and that's okay. Because your body, no matter what, is still breaking and giving of itself as a mother. And we would not understand this, moms, if we didn't go through the breaking, the knocks, and the shattering of motherhood. It is beautiful, it is wondrous, and that right there is the art of kintsugi in us as mothers, the gold gleaming through the broken, the use, the wear that our bodies have gone through. And I love this image because it reminds me to appreciate the beauty of our female bodies that have been broken to bring forth and nurture life. The breaking down of self is hard and long work, but I'm learning time and time again that it isn't bad work. I'm still breaking down and being stripped of myself and motherhood all the time. I mean, did you hear me say that I have a teenager at home now? So motherhood makes me come face to face with my human failings daily. How many of you mamas can feel the pressures of motherhood just from society's expectations of how you should mother? I don't know what the topics and the latest products are for you currently in young motherhood, but I remember feeling the pressure to solve all ills with pure grade essential oils and all meal problems with an Instant Pot. Is that still true? Is it? Is it still on the mommy pressure list? And that's just skimming the surface of a long list of expectations and pressures to add upon ourselves from society, social media, podcasts, our own doctors, and books, all feeding us with free advice constantly. How many of you feel the weight of these expectations sometimes? Just shout out some of the pressures you feel as a mom. Can anyone shout out some? Using the right toys, not the wrong toys. Yes. Anything else? The right sleeping stuff, because... What's that? Is their day structured enough? Yes. Yeah, that's just, right? There's a long list, right? And we all feel that. So I hit a breaking point. I filled with pressure like those lovely Instant Pots over the holidays when my third child was just a baby while we were in my beautiful hometown of Hawaii, of all places. So look at this picture. Look at us. We look so happy and put together. We're all getting along. We're so happy to be in Hawaii. No one's crying. Little can you tell that this mom right here was about to release some of her steam on everyone. So to explain how I hit this point, I know it was a series of feelings going on inside of me. And do you mind if I share the breakdown of my female mind with you? Okay, here's my list. Okay, first of all, five of us added to my parents' crowded home already made me feel stressed and tired because of the sleeping arrangements. And I was sharing a room with our baby Taya and not sleeping well. Then I felt like I was trying to visit with everyone who knew I had returned to town and I wanted to meet their expectations. And I, of course, wanted to see them myself. Meanwhile, I was wanting to make sure my aging parents we'd come to stay with also felt happy with the amount of time we gave to them for visiting. Then I also wanted to make sure that my kids were getting enough of my attention and playtime, not just following mom around to visit all her people. And on top of that, make sure that my husband was happy and getting to do what he wanted to do with his Hawaii vacation. Add to it the fact that we were there to do a destination Christmas for three kids and celebrate my parents' 50th anniversary with all their friends. So then I'm trying to put together details for their party, also while making sure we covered all the Christmas gifts, the parties, and the visits. And along with feeling like I had to meet the needs of those around me, I felt like all the details were on me every day in order for us to make it out the door and go anywhere successfully, right? I had to pack it, plan it, provide everything for it. That was me. I was the controller of all the details, and I was tired of feeling like I had to do everything and decide everything for everyone. Does that make sense? So with all these feelings in my head, a big black cloud was swirling of overwhelm, and it just built up inside of me, and I completely lost sight of what anyone else was doing. According to me, it was falling all on me. So on one morning of our visit, we decided we were going to take the older girls out to a movie, and my mom was going to stay back and watch the baby. But as we were getting ready to leave, before we were late to the movies, I got mad at everyone. I got mad at my husband. I got mad at my kids. I started barking orders and not being happy with how everyone else was handling getting ready unless I did it. Then my husband and I got into a fight in front of the kids and my parents, and it ended up being me running up the stairs to slam the door and basically cry in a fetal position on the floor of my childhood bathroom. My mom and sister ended up taking the girls to the movie. They whisked them away from the scene of the crime. While my husband and I worked on our argument, and my dad, who stood there while I was losing it, in his prime, he was a very successful trial attorney. So he always had advice at the ready, at any time, his giving his free advice. And I had completely left my dad speechless. He had no words for what just happened in front of him. So it was a very raw moment for me. I was truly embarrassed that I lost my composure in front of everyone. I was upset with myself that I lost control and I just went into mad crazy lady. I felt like I had nothing left to give anyone but my anger. My reaction was coming from a place of running on empty. I had a good cry sitting on that bathroom floor, searching my brain for how my feelings had led me to blow up. I was holding on to it all until I burst. It was here on my childhood bathroom floor that I finally spoke to God about everything that had been brewing inside of me. I began surrendering my feelings to God. I asked him to help me because I can't do it all. I can't meet everyone's needs. I can't this. I can't that. And I desperately need him. It was like I was handing him all my little broken pieces. I asked him to help me love again, though I don't always feel love for my husband and my kids like I should. And I asked him to help me with the constant demands of being a mom. Now hear me when I say I know that prayers aren't always answered instantly or the way that we think they should be answered. But when we start to let go and surrender, then we give God an open door to start working in us. after I finally surrendered my feelings, my broken pieces, and my emptiness to God, slowly but surely, God began to unleash peace and grace. He began to work on my perspective and my husband's perspective and everyone else's to bring understanding and grace back to the situation. So mamas, you might feel like you're in a broken place right now as a mom. Or maybe you just recently had a moment where you lost it like me. Maybe you feel broken from a situation in your past. I want to remind you all and myself that just like the Japanese art of kintsugi, our breaking down of self and our own broken places in our life can be given over to God, the master and artist of life and motherhood. And he can make us more beautiful than we previously were. He can put what seems impossible back together with gold gleaming through the broken pieces. And there is gold gleaming through your own brokenness that needs to be shared with others, not hidden. I remember that a time where I shared this specific story of my breakdown that I shared with you now. I shared it with a young mom that was sitting across from me at a table. She was having her own breakdown in front of me, and I couldn't have met her in her own place of tears if I didn't have my own story of a breakdown to share. By the end of me sharing my own breakdown in motherhood with her, we were laughing and crying, tears of understanding, normalcy and relief to not be alone in our feelings. We no longer felt isolated in the common feelings and pressures we had in motherhood. So the art of kintsugi is really like the art that God does in our life. When we come to him with our brokenness, he longs to make beauty out of the weak and broken. He wants us to take our unique stories of brokenness and use it to shine his beauty, not to hide it and cover the cracks in our life, but to seal our broken places with gold and share these new beautiful gold cracks with others to offer healing and understanding and glory to God. And read this verse. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Jesus exemplifies the very beauty of kintsugi, for his body was broken on earth for us. And I don't think if God didn't come down to earth and go through brokenness, would we understand his love? Would we know him the way that we know him? He was broken so we could receive his beautiful love and grace. He showed the ultimate example of love for all to see. There is beauty, grace, and understanding shining from the brokenness of Christ. Not only has God held my broken pieces together in motherhood alone, but in all my other stories of brokenness, I have faced betrayal and heartbreak more than a handful. And now I'm facing the grief of loss of my two best friends to cancer in the last 4 years. I know that the breaking in life will continue to happen for all of us. We just need to remember to keep holding out our broken pieces to him, because the broken pieces will keep coming. We need to trust that he will do the work that he needs to do in us. He will still use us. We don't need to be discarded because we're no longer useful like broken pottery, but he can seal us. He will still use us, and he will illuminate his love through the knocks, the breaks, and shattering of me, and he will illuminate his love through the breaks, the knocks, and the shattering of you. So in a culture where appearance of independence and self-sufficiency are esteemed, becoming a mom can completely turn us over, can completely break us, because all of a sudden we need help and we realize we can't do it on our own. We need each other and we can't create an appearance of perfection. If we are smart and brave, we are willing to admit that we don't have it all together and we have broken pieces. Our God, the greatest artist of all, will have mothers that he can work with and make beauty and gold out of the stories and hardships that we are willing to share. And I found this piece of art, and I thought I wanted to share it with you. It's done by an artist named Paige Payne, and it is kintsugi. You see how there's the cracks and the sealing of gold for all of these women. It represents the beauty of God's work through us and in us as mothers. Like kintsugi, God can glue us closer together from our bond of common feelings of brokenness and weaknesses as mothers. And I think this is exactly, it's a piece of art that represents this room right here and why we get together, why we do MomCo, why we have mentor moms, why we have women that are willing to share their stories and willing to come alongside you, because we all go through heartache. We all go through the struggle and the push and pull of motherhood. And we are better together. We are better when we are open with each other and we share. We don't try to hold it all together and appear like we have it all together, that we're not broken. This next verse. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So let's challenge ourselves to not hide and conceal so much of our weakness and stories from each other. The enemy would have us do that. He would have us hide and try to appear unbroken. But God calls us to a deeper artistry that doesn't conceal the cracks to hide them, but lets the Creator highlight and illuminate them. So I challenge us to let God repair our brokenness and seal it with gold. So let's stand together in motherhood. And I'm just wondering if you guys would all stand with me now. And let me hold the hands of the women on your table. Let's not hide our cracks from each other. Let's not walk alone. Let's let him use our stories of pain, of brokenness, and the many mom breakdown moments we have had and we may still have, to help heal and be a part of his beautiful work. God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the visual imagery and art of kintsugi and the beauty that is in the breaking and the broken. What a beautiful image it is, God, of what you do in our lives. As we walk this earth, we know that things will be hard. We know that there's lots of suffering. Life isn't always comfortable and easy. There are broken pieces that we all carry. Remind us, God, that you are here and we can give our pieces to you. We can keep giving our pieces to you. And we don't know what you're going to do, God. We don't know how you're going to seal it all together. We don't know, you know, the way that you're going to glue this, our pottery pieces back together, but that we want you to take these broken pieces and we want you to do your work that you can still do to bring beauty and illuminate your love and your goodness and your grace to others and your understanding to others. We thank you that you understand brokenness. You came as Christ and your body broke for us. We thank you, God, that you are close to us mothers. You are close to our heart and you're close to understanding the breaking of us as we break down in motherhood in so many different ways. We all have our own unique hardships. Walk with us, God. Hold us together. Seal us with gold. I thank you for these women here today. And I pray that you use this time for them to share and hold each other in their broken pieces. In Jesus' name, amen.